complain, and it has taught me how to stand and fight for what I believe in. I guess that's just how I was raised. I find it hard to walk away. I will not back down when you push me to the wall, expecting me.
Time for the shooting bench. If political incorrectness offends you, or if you don't like guns, or if you don't believe our government is corrupt enough to compare to 1938 Nazi Germany, this may not be the show for you, because for the next 2 hours, that's all we're going to talk about. You need to understand that there's a storm coming. You need to understand that the storm is building strength. And most of all, you need to understand that
we are the storm.
Changes, some things to talk to you about here in a little bit, and we've with the time changing and everything. And if you've noticed, I was on time Monday too. Yeah, twice in a row was on time after the time change. How about that? I think that's pretty awesome. So let me get over here to the chat room real quick. Let's check and see if we're talking to anybody or if I'm talking to myself. Let's check and see here. Oops, I got to change the color of my deal here because I need to pay my pay my dues here for Chat and Go so that I have all my, let's see here. There we go. Okay, and we're waiting. See, who have we got in there? Looks like we're a little slim here, a little light on a few people. We got Bright Angel in there and a Tinker. And Goat Mo, good to see you again. You're starting to be a regular again. Mini, Mountain Shooter, Peanut Rider, Rolex, couple of Anonymous. Oh, good deal. All right, sound is good. All right, well, let's carry on then. You know, before we get too carried away here, carrying on, I want to do a, what would I call this? Not a public service announcement. Anyway, they had a,
expose.
Expose, here we go. That's what Amy said. Amy waved at everybody, by the way. There's, y'all, everybody knows, or most of you ought to know what Papa John's is, pizza place. Got good pizza. We've had good luck with them. In Farmington, they used to allow us to put flyers on the, all we had to do was make them and cut them, deal the size we wanted and everything, and they'd put them on pizza boxes. You know, we'd take them 300, 400, 500 flyers, and they'd put them on pizza boxes. Great bunch of folks. Until we come to Sholo. The Papa John's here, they had, my daughter's track team was doing a fundraiser, and what they did was they give you these little cards here, and you get one large, you buy one large pizza, and you get another one free. That's quite a deal. And they also had a little cutout on there for a free medium pepperoni or whatever it was. All right, that's great. We went in there and used it once. We got pizza here a couple of weeks ago. And we just presented them with the thing. And I said, okay, and put an X through the one deal there. And we got our pizza and everybody's happy. So we went there yesterday, or day before yesterday. And it was Monday, wasn't it, man? Anyway, it doesn't make any difference when it was. And we ordered the pizza. And the clerk there, the guy behind the counter, looked a little puzzled, looked at it, called the manager over there. And well, she informed us this was only good online. And I said, well, it doesn't say that anywhere on the card. I double-checked. I looked at both sides of it. And nowhere on the card does it say anything about ordering online. So I said, nowhere on the card does it say anything about order online. Well, that's what my manager says, my supervisor. So you're going to make all these people that have these cards, hundreds, literally hundreds of people, are going to drive down here to get their pizza, and you're going to turn them away and tell them they have to go order online or make them stand here at the table and order online on their phone. So, anyway, this gal wasn't the top dog on the totem pole there, so I'm going to go back and talk to the top dog on the totem pole.
So, is it now on the cash register that no one can see?
Oh, yeah, and Amy just reminded me, there's a note on the cash register, computer monitor there, that nobody can see except the people behind the counter. It says the Sholo Track fundraisers have to be ordered online. So nobody knows that until they come in and order, thinking they're going to walk out with two large pizzas, two for the price of one. So needless to say, I was most unimpressed. And I let them know that I was unimpressed. And told them they were going to be the star of my show. So they're the star of the show tonight. That is the Papa John's Pizza in Sholo, Arizona. And I'm not done yet. I'm going to go back and talk to them probably tomorrow and see if I can make heads or tails of what's going on here. And Just, oh, by the way, let me go check something here. Yeah, we got two anonymous in there. You know, I found out here recently that we have a quite a number, quite an honored, was it honored, prestigious? Anyway, we've got feds listening to the show fairly regular. And I've known this for quite a while. I've known this since at least it would have been late 2000. No. No, it wouldn't have been. It would have been... probably mid 2014, I think. I suspected it before that, but it was proven beyond it. And I think it's great. That's good. I have no problem with the feds coming and listening to the show. Heck, maybe they'll learn something here. So glad to have them. If they're listening, we'll be glad to have you in there. So, all right, let's move on here. We go. By the way, I letting everybody know here that we have the survival tab special going on right now. Cheapest survival tabs we've ever done. They are at $25 a bottle, and that includes shipping, but you have to order five bottles. You order five of them, and I'll ship them for free. $25 a bottle. Ordinarily, right now from the factory, they are $39.50 or $39.95. And it's also free shipping, but we can get them down, you know, $10 cheaper than that, $10, $14, $15 cheaper than that, so, and still get free shipping. So if you want in on that, I need to know pretty quick. We set a deadline on this Monday, and the deadline is the 31st of March. So I'm going to be ordering on Monday. I guess you could call it the 2nd of March. As long as I have money in my hand by Monday, the 3rd, then that's okay. But you can go and do it. You can send me a note, an email at theshootingbench@live.com and just pay for it via PayPal if you want. I got your Rolex. Yeah, I know about those. I knew about those that are a part of the chat room from time to time. But you can pay on PayPal. Now you don't have to have a PayPal account to do that. All you need is a credit card or debit card, and you can go on there. You can also get to the PayPal account by theshootingbench@live.com, and you can do everything you need to do with that email address. But by the way, if you're going to do it by PayPal, I need to, let's see, what would be 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 2, 5, 1, 6, probably 28, probably $28, because they're going to take out a fee for PayPal, and I'm not going to be able to do free shipping and pay that fee also, because we're not making a whole lot on these. So if you want to do it on PayPal, make it $28 a bottle. You still need to do five bottles, and we'll get you free shipping for it. Or you can call me with a credit card number. You can send cashier's check, money order, your firstborn, you know, whatever you want to send, guns, electronic equipment, ammunition. Gold, silver, whatever. We're pretty easy. Just send something that's worth $25 and we'll make it happen. All right. Let me get my crystal. Oh, I tell you, one of the changes we're thinking about making here. I have the opportunity once again to be den leader for the Cub Scouts here locally. Now, right now, there's only two or three of them. Yeah, that's what happens when you live in a town that's as small as Vernon, scattered out over the area that we're in. But I am also still the scout leader for the 11-year-old scouts. I think that's Weeble age. And they do this on Wednesday nights. So what I'm thinking about, and I'm asking you guys on the chat room, to give me your opinions here. Now, if you don't give me your opinion, I'm just going to make up my mind and do it on my own. So I need to hear from you. What I'm thinking about doing, because I either have to cut my scouts short in on Wednesdays, or the show suffers, one or the other. Because they start at 7, and I can either only do 30 minutes with them, which is not very good, or if I do the full hour, I'm not fulfilling my obligations here with the show. So I can either start the show a little bit late on Wednesdays, which is okay with me, or I could not do a show on Wednesdays and do 2 hours Monday, 2 hours Friday, and Amy's hour ahead of that. So that would be between Living Way Out Here and the Shooting Bench, that would be 3 hours on Friday, 2 hours on Monday, and archives. What I'd probably do is do Monday's show, see if I could get DeTinker to put Monday's show on for Wednesday for those that missed it. So you guys let me know. And that would probably only be until the time changes again. You guys understand that I'm the only one that suffers here when the time changes, because it's still 8 o'clock for everybody else. Right now, for us, Amy's show is going to come on at 7, our time, Pacific time, until the time changes again. Then it comes on at 8. You know, it ain't going to get dark here till 9:30. It's pretty tough to drop everything and run in here and do the radio show. So those are just some thoughts, and I want you guys to think about it a little bit and let me know, as soon as you can, hopefully before next Wednesday, and we'll try to figure out. Matter of fact, I'll tell you, just let me think about it and let me know Friday. Let me know on Liberty Lounge this week what you think about it. And we'll put together what we think about it and what you think about it and what everybody else thinks about it. And then we'll put it together. And this will only be until the time changes. When the time changes, we'll go back to doing it normally. Unless everybody likes the new schedule, and we'll just take that from there. So, all right. That's the options. 2 hours Monday, 2 hours Friday, along with Living Way Out Here. Or starting the show later on Wednesday, which would make it about a half hour late. And that might be the answer too. Would still be 1 hour Monday, 1 hour Wednesday, 2 hours Friday. So, whatever. Yakima Glock says it's okay with him. It will, Doc, I've only got 13 people on there anyway right now. So I don't know if we're going to hurt the audience numbers that bad. But I do know that our main audience is the podcast and all that. So, and we could do it. I'll talk to Amy. We'll see if we can start 30 minutes later on Wednesday. That might be the thing to do. So. All right. Well, you guys discuss it amongst yourself there and let me know what you think. For right now, we've got Yakima Glock thinks that the new schedule would be fine, 2 hours Monday, 2 hours Wednesday. Doc says don't drop Wednesday. We'll lose numbers. One Bright Angel says later, a little later on Wednesday. Peanut Rider is later on. I'm going to need to write these down. DeTinker, that's what I said. There's 13 in the chat. Or at least I think that's what I said. So, let's see. Bright Angel, I don't know what you say you get more people if they know the time and the show. Well, they've known the time and the show for 10 years. And the chat room's still suffering. So, Mini says later on Wednesday. Hey, Minnie, won't you, if you don't mind, be my secretary. Run up the chat room there a little bit. Why don't you keep track of what everything is? Who wants it later? Who wants it discontinued completely on Wednesday? Or Radio Doc said later on Wednesday. Let's see. Yeah, that's true, the tanker. Yeah, you're right. Let's see here. All right, Minnie, if you'd pick those up and see what... see what the numbers are there, and we'll check and see. Okay. Let's see, we've already wasted 20 minutes here talking about this stuff, so let me get my crystal ball working here. I should have been warming it up while we were talking there. That's the thing about crystal balls. They're awful damn slow to warm up. Let's see, that one we can get rid of for sure. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on around Facebook and stuff, and actually several other places right now, that are talking about Snoop Dogg being arrested for threatening President Trump. Well, we're not entirely sure that that's true right now. There's quite a few places out there that are saying... that he is. Some of them saying that he's not, but he ought to be. And some of them saying that even President Trump has asked that he is, that he will be. So we'll wait and see. But for those of you that haven't seen this, Snoop Dogg is a major pothead and everything, which I don't guess that's the end of the world. But anyway, he did a new video called Lavender. In that video, he shoots a Donald Trump lookalike, and he shoots a kind of a clown version of President Trump with a toy gun. But evidently, that's not what got him in trouble. After the story went viral, the reporter from Breitbart caught up with Snoop Dogg and asked him if he believed violence was the answer. His response is what's going to get him in trouble. He said, "No, man, I don't like violence any more than the next guy, but I would hope that if this clown in the White House was about to start a war or something, that someone would do what I did, but with a real gun. I know I would, and I would encourage anyone who could get close enough to do the same. That's not violence, it's survival of the species." Oh, please. So the reporter immediately contacted the Secret Service, bless his heart, with the evidence that he had of these threats against the president. And Snoop Dogg, who was on his way into the restaurant for lunch when all this happened, never made it past his hot wing appetizer, they said. According to the agency, he'll be held as a military combatant without being charged until they can ascertain whether or not he's a threat to the president. So, and there's a couple of outfits here that run basically the same story. And so we'll find out probably over the week, over the next few days here, if that is in fact true or not. But it's kind of looking like it might be. We'll find out and let you know, though. All right. Amy was a little surprised to hear this, and then I guess, to tell you the truth, I was too, but it looks like Carl's Jr. is leaving California. And that doesn't mean they're closing every store in California. It means that the corporate headquarters is moving to Nashville, Tennessee. And the common consensus here is that they're leaving because of the taxes and regulations and EPA stuff and every damn thing else that plagues every business in California. So, hold on a minute, Amy's hollering at me. Do what? Oh, let me tell you another story about California. We have a guy here, we've been getting a house ready to sell and ready to put it on the market here. And the guy that owns the house, unfortunately, he's not happy about it, but his company transferred him to California. He's not liking it at all, but he makes good money and has decided to stay with them and go to California and sell his house here. And so he's telling us that he went down to wherever it was, Lowe's or Home Depot or whatever, and bought a garbage disposal for his sink. And the guy that sold it to him said, you know, you can't install that without a permit. And, of course, he thinks he's kidding. I thought he was kidding. They said, no. Yeah, apparently, from what I understand, it's statewide. Well, that's not even just a local thing. But you have to have a permit to put in your garbage disposal in. So he didn't, he just said okay, to the guy, but, he told us he's gonna make a stand and he's gonna install his own garbage disposal. So we'll see if we hear back. Now, of course, if they, the wrong people find out, you know, they'll probably kill him for it. You know, that's what they do when you disobey the orders of the chosen there. So anyway, I'm glad to hear that Carl's doing. Actually, there's quite a few companies have left or are leaving California for the same reason. So and California being as broke as they claim to be, on the verge of bankruptcy and everything else, I would think that they would want to try to make a few changes here and there and keep some of these companies around. But companies are moving out of there. Hardee's is moving. Let's see, they're moving from St. Louis to Nashville and going out of California. And this, apparently the state also has no income tax, personal income tax, so that's going to save a lot of money. All right, let's move on. Matter of fact, we've got about time for a break here. That'll help me get my ducks in a row. Let's see here. Let me do one more before break time here. It's unfortunate that some of these big military officials and whatnot. It's been a mystery to me. It just drives me up the wall why that there are any military officials. You swear an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And then you want to take guns away from General Petraeus. Is one of several that is that are opposing the Veterans Second Amendment Protection Act. Now, for those of you not familiar with the Veterans Second Amendment Protection Act, this is something that that a group is trying to get through here. That would now what General Petraeus says, and these other admirals and generals have opposed this bill. They said it would endanger mentally ill veterans by allowing them access to firearms. What the bill is saying is not that every mentally ill veteran should have a firearm or be able to get to them. It is, hang on a minute, let me get that out of there. Okay. It is, at once they've been, it has been determined that they are, then yeah, that's fine. Once they determine that it's they have some kind of a reason to do it. What happened is, see, this legislation, what is down the, oh, okay, now I'm getting the whole PDF about that there. So in this letter here, not even a week ago, yeah, a week ago, no, yesterday, sent to some of these legislators and stuff in the U.S. Congress, the Veterans Coalition for Common Sense, a group started by none other than our favorite vegetable, Gabrielle Giffords from Tucson, and her dorky husband, Mark Kelly, asked other lawmakers to oppose this bill. The they said after they see the veterans are at a much higher risk for suicide than civilians, you know, they are. There's no No question about that. But I don't know that it can be argued that anyone that kills themselves is off their rocker and not thinking straight. I think that's a legitimate argument. It says there are many veterans currently listed in NICS that suffer from schizophrenia and PTSD. This coalition says for these individuals, possession of a firearm could be fatal. The Veterans Second Amendment Protection Act would put at risk the safety of these veterans and our communities by changing the standard for gun prohibition. So the Veterans Administration determined that a would no longer stop a veteran from obtaining a gun. Instead, the names of veterans already in the background check system could be erased, putting them at a much greater risk of self-harm. This would be irresponsible, dangerous, and life-threatening to those who need access to care, not weapons. This was signed by 14 veterans from all military branches. The NRA says that they've expressed support for the bill, saying that veterans have not only should not have their Second Amendment rights taken away by the government. They said no veteran should have their fundamental right to self-defense arbitrarily revoked by the government by a government bureaucrat. Receiving assistance to handle personal finances does not mean, and then that was part of it. If they say if they can't handle their personal finances, then they're off their rocker. It says receiving assistance to handle personal finances does not mean the individual is unable to safely own a firearm. Our brave men and women in the military should not be stripped of their constitutional rights without due process of law. The bill comes after President Trump signed a measure last month overturning a similar Obama-era rule that prohibited some Social Security recipients from owning firearms. I don't know if you guys heard about that or not, but Trump dumped that. He is draining the swamp there. If those recipients have been deemed unable to manage their finances due to a mental disability. According to USA Today, the House of Representatives is expected to consider the bill on Thursday. So, tomorrow's Thursday. Notify your Congress critters and tell them what for. Tell them what they're supposed to do there. All right, I tell you what I think we're going to do here for the time being. We're going to take a short break, and once we get back, got some more stories here for you, so stand by here just a minute.
I'll be back.
Charlie's got a gold watch. Don't seem like a whole lot. After 30 years of driving up and down the interstate. But Charlie's had a good life, and Charlie's got a good wife. And after tonight, she'll no longer be counting the days. 18 wheels and a dozen roses, 10 more miles. He loves.
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck, white socks and blue ribbon beer.
The barmaid is mad 'cause some guy made a pass. The jukebox is playing, there stands the glass, and the cigarette smoke kinda hangs in the air.
Rednecks, white socks and blue ribbon beer.
A cowboy is cussing the pinball machine. A drunk at the bar is getting noisy and mean. And some guy on the phone says, "I'll be home soon, dear."
Rednecks, white socks and blue ribbon beer. No, we don't fit in with that white collar crowd. We're a little too rowdy and a little too loud.
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here
with my redneck, white socks and blue ribbon beer.
The semis are passing on the highway outside. The 4:30 crowd is about to arrive. The sun's going down and we'll all soon be here.
Rednecks, white socks and blue ribbon beer. No, we don't get in with that white collar crowd. We're a little too rowdy and a little too loud.
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here
with my redneck, white socks and blue ribbon beer. There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck, white socks and blue ribbon beer.
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
That ain't country.
That ain't country.
Yeah, we country. All right, we're back. I don't know if everybody in the chat room has voted yet. Minnie is keeping track of that stuff for me. And the question is, if you just dropped in, because of obligations with Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts and time change and everything else, we're entertaining notions of starting the Wednesday show 30 minutes later, or doing away with the Wednesday show and having 2 hours on Monday and 2 hours on Friday for Liberty Lounge plus Amy's show. So right now, I think the consensus here is that we'll start Wednesday show 30 minutes later. And also, we're going to wait a couple of days here to, I'm going to get this podcast up right away because that is definitely where our largest audience is. So I want to give them an opportunity also. Of course, I guess it really doesn't matter to the podcast people because they're going to listen to the podcast. It doesn't make any difference what time the live show is. So anyway. So we'll go ahead and to the end of the show, and then Minnie will post the results there and see where we're at. So if you guys haven't voted yet, or if you don't care, that's fine. If you've got an interest one way or the other, then put it on there and let them know. Okay, that's when this this deal first came out, I was kind of astounded, and I thought it would just go away. Remember the bakers and the candlestick maker? No. The bakers in Oregon that refused to bake a cake for a homosexual couple because they're because it violated their religious beliefs. Well, it hasn't gone away. You know, ever since I can remember, and I remember seeing these signs even when I worked at a gas station when I was in high school, junior high. I remember seeing signs that said, "We reserve the right to refuse service to anyone." Why is that any more or less constitutional, legal, and acceptable than these people protecting their own religious values? I don't see the difference. It's my bakery. If I don't want to bake you a cake because you're whatever, then I shouldn't have to. I should just tell you, get out. I don't want to bake you a cake. I don't like people that wear glasses. I don't like people that are overweight. I don't like blondes. I don't like homosexuals. I don't like blacks. I don't like Mormons. I don't like Indians. And I'm not going to bake you a cake. And that, I mean, they should have the right to do that. It may tick some people off. Especially Mormons, blacks, Indians, and blondes, and people that wear glasses and overweight. But they should have the right to do that, in my humble opinion. But anyway, because it is what it is, and it happened in Oregon, the judge had ordered them to pay $135,000 in damages. Really? Because you hurt my feelings and wouldn't bake my cake, and it cost me $135,000 butthurt over it? You've got to be kidding me. Anyway, they said everything up to this point has been administrative hearings. So every time, now these people, these people are making a stand that most of us would have a hard time doing. They are subject to lose. They've already lost a lot. And they're subject to lose pretty much everything if this is if this stands. They're standing like Lavoie standing. They're going to lose everything they own, probably a home and everything. They said every time we tried to make a constitutional argument out of it, they stomped on it because it was administrative law. Why is it that if it's administrative law that the Constitution no longer applies? I don't see what difference that makes. He said, but now we're finally in a courtroom where the Constitution and due process can be argued on a level we haven't seen before. I'm looking forward to seeing the outcome. In court, an attorney for these people's last name is Klein, if you don't remember that, for the Kleins, again, argued that designing and baking a cake to celebrate same-sex marriage would violate the baker's Christian faith. So, go on down the road to another bakery. Why is that so hard? Both the Kleins and the same-sex couple who filed the original complaint against them were present in the courtroom. Afterward, while speaking to the reporters, Mrs. Klein had an emotional response. So we lost everything. I loved my shop, and losing it has been so hard for me and my family. In an exclusive telephone interview to the Daily Signal later, she said, "That was part of our life. It was something that we thought was going to be passed on to our kids. It's something that I miss every day still. I don't think I'll ever be able to get over it because it was our second home." But But, you know, she stood right there with her husband, with her family, and they stood on their values and said, sorry, you know, I hate it, but we're not backing down. And I'm sure that they're going to call the same-sex couple is going to call this a tremendous victory here, and they're going to get their $135,000 or a portion of it anyway. But I would, you've got to hand it to these people. You've got to applaud this couple, this family, for sticking to their guns. You know, when it gets to that point for most people, it's, well, you know, I was going to stand, but now this is just, it's costing me too much. I didn't think it was going to go this far. So, yeah, you know, in order to keep from losing everything, and then they'll use the excuse, you know, that, well, how can I keep fighting the good fight if I don't have any money? If I've been destroyed, I can't keep fighting. Well, you know, it's a good thing that, Paul Revere and Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and all of them didn't say the same thing, because we would be driving on the left-hand side of the road right now and be talking funny. Three-judge panel of the Oregon Court of Appeals heard oral arguments from both sides with questions focused on issues such as, does Oregon have a compelling reason to grant the Kleins a religious exemption from the state's anti-discrimination law? Does a cake count as artistic expression protected by the First Amendment? And how do you differentiate between what constitutes art and what doesn't? What was the particular message involved in designing and making a cake for a same-sex wedding, and how is it understood by an observer? To what extent may an artist be compelled to do something? The Kleins used to, when this happened, I actually called them and ordered a cake. I was going to say, I want to support you guys, I don't care. And she said, you know, I'm sorry, but it's just impossible to send a cake and expect it to get there in one piece. And I said, well, I don't really care. I'll eat it with a spoon out of the box when it gets here. I just wanted to support them for doing it. This was a couple of years ago, 3 years ago maybe. And, well, no, 4 years ago. But they used to run a place called Sweet Cakes by Melissa. And this was up in Gresham, Oregon. Gresham, Oregon, ought to ring a bell to some of you guys from back in the Watchman days. But after the Kleins declined, I could make a joke out of that pretty easy. After the Kleins declined in 2013 to make a cake for a same-sex couple's wedding, citing their religious beliefs, they faced protests that eventually led them to shut down their bakery. In July of 2015, administrative judge for the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries ruled that the Kleins had discriminated against a lesbian couple on the basis of their sexual orientation. Judge ordered the Kleins to pay the $135,000 for physical, emotional, and mental damages. This was some of the first snowflakes right here. Physical damages? What physical damage did you get because I didn't bake you a cake? Emotional, maybe mental damages, I don't really think of it. The worst you could do is get mad, stomp out, slam the door, and walk down the street to another bakery. Get over yourself already. Good Lord. Under Oregon law, it's illegal for businesses to refuse service based on a customer's sexual orientation as well as race, gender, and other characteristics. So we do not reserve the right to refuse service to anyone, only some people. Bless you. The Kleins maintain that they did not discriminate, but only declined to make the cake because of religious beliefs about marriage. You know, if this were turned around, how would you word this if it was turned around some other kind of way? Well, what if this lesbian couple owned a bakery shop and a straight couple come in, normal couple, and wanted a cake baked for them? If this lesbian couple refused, do you think they'd be going through the same thing? Do you think they'd get fined $135,000, have their shop shut down, everything, have their lives destroyed? I have reason to believe that that would not be the case. The three appeals judges also pursued these lines of questioning. Was the award of damages, the $135,000 the clients were ordered to pay, out of line with other cases before the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries? Was it reasonable for that state agency to extend the damages more than 2 years after the alleged discrimination actually occurred? You know, they've had 2 years to get over being butthurt, and evidently that's not enough. Did Bureau of Labor and Industries Commissioner Brad Avakian prejudge the case and in doing so strip the clients of their right to due process? How is sexual orientation different from race as a personal characteristic? Each side had equal time to make their case, and the clients, as plaintiffs, got an additional 5 minutes for a rebuttal. The oral arguments were live streamed and may be watched in full. We've got a link here to that. Let's see. Doc says, I reserve the right to not to serve Glock owners. Well, I'll serve them, but I still reserve the right. Makes sense. Quite a bit more to this story. I'm not going to spend your time with it here. Let's see. Down further down in the story, it says, besides ordering the clients to pay $135,000, they ordered the former bakery owners to cease and desist from speaking publicly about not wanting to bake cakes. For saying, are you kidding me? They've ruined their lives, cost them $135,000, and now they're telling them that they can't speak publicly about not wanting to bake cakes for same-sex weddings based on their Christian beliefs. You have got to be kidding me. Okay, I can see maybe we can meet in the middle here and not talk about this particular case and not name the lesbians that are suing them here, but to talk about it in general, cease and desist from speaking publicly about not wanting to bake cakes for same-sex, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, publicly, I'm not going to bake a cake for a same-sex wedding either, so there. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Both parties have said the case has taken a heavy toll on their families. Aaron and Melissa Klein, who have 5 children, say they continue to face hurtful attacks from liberal activists. According to an article from Bowman Criers, the article for The Advocate, or wrote for The Advocate, a publication focused on LGBT issues, they are foster parents for 2 high-needs girls. That's right, Mountain Shooter. That's exactly right. Part of the reason we decided to get married in the first place was to provide stability for our daughters. Right. Gotcha. They said, this is a lesbian couple, said, before we became engaged, we became foster parents for 2 high-needs girls after their mother, a close friend of ours, died suddenly. Lizzie, now 9, has cerebral palsy, autism, and a chromosomal disorder that causes developmental delays. Anastasia, now 7, has Asperger's. And stopped speaking when her mother died. Well, the case wound its way through the courts. We won full adoptive custody of Lizzie and Anastasia, and they are the light of our lives. Okay, then. All right. Well, there you have it. So, I still would like to see what would happen if that were the other way around. I'm going to get this up on the podcast tonight. I'm going to get the, I've got three shows to catch up, and I think that's all, and we'll be caught up. I put a bunch of them up the other night, so, and I want to hear from other people. Minnie, if you would post the results there, please, of our poll. Find out what we're going to do. We'll add that to our list of, I know here in all the next 3 or 4 days, I'll be getting some emails and text messages and stuff from podcast listeners and stuff out there. So I guess I won't be able to make the decision Friday. I'll make the decision this coming Monday, because either way it goes, we'll still be doing the show Monday. Lizzie says later on Wednesday was the most requested there. So Radio Doc, me too. Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, well, we'll make the final decision Monday and carry on from there. You know, come to think of it, you know, when I first started doing this scout thing, we were 30 minutes later because we had a 30-minute filler there, which we still have. And that will probably be played. We'll have DeTinker put that on Wednesdays prior to the show, if that's what we do. And it's looking like that's probably what we will do. And that filler was pretty good. I really liked it. And we haven't been able to play it since then because of the way it's worded and everything. It's going to lead people to believe there's a show coming on immediately after it's over. So it's been sitting in limbo for the last several months, and we haven't played it. But it was a great piece of work. Okay, well, I'll get that stuff up tonight and let you all know on Monday what's going on. Well, that'll be plenty of time to get emails and stuff from everybody. So, hasta la vista, baby. We'll talk to you all when? Friday, Liberty Lounge. Don't forget, what are you not supposed to forget? Oh, survival tabs, $25 a bottle, $28 if you order them through PayPal, and free shipping, cheapest we've ever done. You got to order 5 bottles. Let me know before the 31st. Radio Doc, thank you. I received that, and I appreciate it. All right, we'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
Well, that wraps up another edition of the Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, and again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for the Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me.
No explanation, no reconciliation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all.